Hello, all you pillow talkers. This is the Chimerical Hour. And I just thought I'd do the accent challenge tag. Although I don't really think I have an accent. But you might find out where I'm from. Maybe. I hope not. Anyways. Yeah. So, let's start with some words. Aunt. Roof. Root? Route. I usually say root, but I'm just also used to hearing when you get the GPS going, it's like, please take this route. Okay, so I guess both. Wash. Oil. Theater. Iron. Salmon. Caramel. Water. Earth. Fire. Air. Long ago, the four nations lived together in harmony, but everything changed when the Fire Nation attacked. I couldn't resist. Oh, yeah. Okay, sorry. All right, serious now. Serious. Sure. Data. Or data. I say both. This is not... Sorry, guys. Ruin. Crayon. Nolans. New Orleans. I can't help it. Pecan. Both. Again. Probably. Spitting image. Alabama. Ugh, so hard. Because I keep hearing, I have some friends from these places, and so when they say it, I end up saying it how I hear it in, how I hear it in my head. So, New Orleans and Alabama. This is not... Yeah, okay, onwards. Lawyer, coupon, mayonnaise, syrup, pajamas, caught, naturally. I say aluminum, but why do, I guess over in the UK, they like to say aluminium. Why do you add the extra I? I thought it's aluminum. Aluminum. And this last one, it also depends. Are you sending me an envelope, or do you want to envelop me in a hug? So, I would say both. Sorry, guys. Alright, questions. What is it called when you throw toilet paper on house? TPing. Is there another thing that people call it? I've always just known it as TPing. Alright, two. What is the bug that when you touch it, it curls into a ball? A roly-poly! They're so cute. Roly-polies. Number three. What is the bubbly carbonated drink called? It's called soda pop. I've heard it both ways. Growing up, I heard soda pop, pop. But I usually just call it soda. Alright, number four. What do you call gym shoes? I call gym shoes sneakers. That probably gives away where I'm from. But yeah, I never really knew. I was like, what are trainers? What are tennis shoes? When people tell me, they're like, oh yeah, go grab your tennis shoes. I'm like, I don't play tennis. I don't understand. Alright. Five, what do you say to address a group of people? I say, use guys. Hey, use guys. And I say, hey guys, or hey everybody, or if it's my friend, my girlfriends, I'm just like, hey ladies, or gentlemen. It just really depends. It's all over the place. I want to bring back, hey cool cats, or hey cats. Let's do that, because I like cats. And also, we should talk like we're jazz artists all the time. Number six. What do you call the kind of spider, or spider-like creature, that has an oval-shaped body and extremely long legs? I call that a daddy long legs. just a quick funny story. When I was younger, my brother saw daddy long legs, and there would be a lot in our basement. And so, I think he uncovered some books or like magazines or knocked something over, and a whole bunch. of Daddy Longlegs came running out and just skittering towards us, and we're both freaking out. And he's like, "Ah, help! There's long-legged daddies everywhere!" And I was like, "Oh my god, long-legged daddies, run!" We were both so scared. He just called them long-legged daddies, and I called it that too, because he couldn't remember the name. And then afterwards, I laughed because I was like, "That's not the name. They're not long-legged daddies." They're daddy long legs. Okay, that was a lot. What, number 7? What do you call your grandparents? I call my grandmother Queen Mother. She's my only surviving grandparent right now, and my family's kind of huge on my father's side, so they're almost like a clan. Almost, some people have even compared us to be like mafia sort, because that's the one. I don't know, most of the guys in my family just have that look of just being like huge and built and just like, "Oh, I will kill you. I will cut you." So, yes, I just call her grandma or grandmama. Yep. But when she's not paying attention, I call her Queen Mother. My mom thinks it's funny, because she really does act like the Queen Mother of her kingdom. Yeah, she's just from a very old world, sort of, culture. So she really does act like a queen. Number 8. What do you call the wheeled contraption in which you carry groceries at the supermarket? I call that the shopping cart. One of my best friends calls it a buggy. But, yeah. It's cute, but I just say shopping cart or cart. Number 9. What do you call it when rain falls when the sun is shining? Nowadays, I just call them sun showers. When I was little, I was told that the angels are crying. And then a really cute one I learned recently is called a fox wedding. I think it's from Japanese folklore and mythology, which is really cute. I don't really know why it's called a fox wedding, or they call it a kitsune wedding, but I just like calling it sun showers because it's sunny and it's showering, and it's pretty. Number 10. What is the thing you change the TV channel with? I call that the remote control. My friends call it a clicker, or sometimes when I'm lazy, I'm like, "Hey, can you give me the clicker?" Remote control, or just remote. Okay, so that was probably a really bad accent tag. Yeah, I kind of messed that up because I sometimes just can't help doing different voices because I just hear it and I like to copy people's accents. So I don't think I really have an original accent of my own. It's probably, if anything, mine's more just like a generalized North America accent. Maybe more generalized East Coast accent. Alrighty, well, I hope you enjoyed this. If not, I hope you clicked out a long time ago. So I shall talk to all you cool cats on the flip-flop. Oh god. I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.